We are coming to you live in the first week of June. It is Michael with
Tatiana on June 5th.
Third.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Gina.
No, air date will be the 5th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, it is the first week of June. Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. We'd still like to welcome y'all for tuning in to us on Watch for the Hook Wednesdays.
Yep.
And as always, you can come by www.watch4thehook.com and check out that Dreamers tee. It's still available, going well. It's looking nice, got a nice summer feel for
it's
you.
It's really like breezy. I think that's the word I used to describe it the last time. Breezy.
Yeah. Well, it's chill ice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So to keep you cold and looking sexy in the
summertime.
Oh, you
don't
want
to be cold. You want to be cool.
Okay, going to keep you looking cool.
Cool.
And that Watch for the Hook gear. So once again, come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. All right, folks. Child me and Ms. Parker about to get on the soapbox.
Oh, you going to get on the soapbox with me?
Sad love. Get ready. Put your stirrups on. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Crazy.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, Bronco Billy. He's coming. Boy, we child, it's gonna be a bumpy ride. Oh boy. We've been on some listen. So let's get the bumpy going. So me and Ms. Parker have been walking y'all through our process of going through the real estate adventure that we're doing with the 12 unit apartment complex. And child, I'm gonna tell y'all, Friday was a time. and keep it a buck, man. You know, one thing we learned is that, you know, in being business owners, especially being black business owners, one thing you got to do is you got to fit somebody's application process. You got to qualify.
Yep.
And, you know, one thing about black folks, a lot of us don't qualify, mainly because we're black. That's one
thing. Yeah.
Of
yeah. And then the other piece is that you probably don't have anything that they're interested in.
Exactly.
It could be you don't bring anything interesting to the table, or the dollar amount you're looking for or asking for isn't interesting to them, you know, because it's little.
Yeah. And, you know, with the lender we're using, which won't name the
Scott,
entity,
I want this.
You know, we even had some times with them and since December, since we got the loan approved by them for the money that we needed to start our renovation project that they keep somehow trying to call a construction project, which is really not, because construction is different from renovation.
Yeah.
For one, construction is that you're building something.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, it's not new. It's been around since 1967.
But construction is new.
Yeah, so we ain't constructing
this ain't
nothing.
New. Yeah, this ain't new.
And, you know, just even for that little stuff, which is just takes you somewhere. And then to the point where they don't even understand, and they will quote and say, y'all thought y'all was going to do this without putting something in when it comes to the amount of money that they were going to use in the loan.
Right.
First of all, to even get them to even look at us, we had to outright own the property.
Right.
Pay cash.
Right.
Five figures.
Yeah. No liens.
No liens on the property. Yeah. Clear deed.
Yeah. That's it right there. Clear.
Clear deed.
What did it say? Free and clear?
Yeah. Free and clear. So, you know. They've known.
I never understood my mom saying that back in the day. It's just like when she said that phrase, it was like astounding, or it was just something. I knew it was something big, but I didn't get it. I'm like, okay, I get it now.
Because you own,
you own free and clear.
You own a couple of things free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one thing, one part about it. The only one reason they looked at us because was no lien. And we also had equity into the project
absolutely.
To begin with. So we brought, basically what we brought was money to the table.
You did. Brought something good to the table.
Yeah. So we brought something that they wanted to the table. Go through the application process.
That was an interesting piece I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
On the application, they ask you, you know, do you own it?
This info. All of this info.
How much was it appraised for?
Yeah.
For said amount? They've known it since hell last year.
Yeah.
Get to the town, get ready to start cutting motherfucking checks.
Run me my dollars.
And they got amnesia.
Amnesia.
Talking about, y'all thought y'all was just going to get us to shell out money for free?
Yeah, that's what they said right there. Mm-hmm. Then you had to hear what I said. Yeah.
But the point was, we came to you all.
Right.
To shell out fucking money.
Yep.
y'all said this is the amount of money we're fucking willing to shell out.
Right. That's what I was going to say. This is the amount of money we're going to fucking shell out.
As long as we stay in certain parameters, you live up to the standards of renovations and inspections, we'll gladly submit these disbursements to pay your contractor mm-hmm. and funds and get building material.
Mm-hmm. All it.
Yeah.
Necessary stuff.
Yeah, we signed all this shit back in December. Now, right. It took us some time to find a decent contractor. And, you know, 822 Legacy fell in our pocket. Thanks to Miss Parker.
Hey, I was up searching one night, Googling.
Yeah. Shout out to all the folks over at 822 Legacy, because, man, I'll tell you, they going through it with us, too. But, you know, we getting
thank
there.
You.
And so, you know, we've had some back and forth, some miscommunication, a lot of email traffic, and a bunch of shit talking.
And a whole lot of hell of a confusion.
Yeah. And it just finally hit the head Friday. You know, hell, we wasn't even home, bro. We in a whole other state. Damn, they're cussing somebody out over the telephone.
The telebell.
And, you know, it gets to a point where you're like, we've done what you need to do. We've mm-hmm. hit the parameters. We've hit all the markers. But then you get the, but.
Some of my other customers.
Man, fuck your customers.
Bitch, I'm your other customers. I'm not them.
This is the thing. I came to you to lend the money.
Right.
And when you lend us money, we have to pay said money back with the interest rate attached to it.
Right. Over a period of time.
Yeah. So while you slowing up my motherfucking lending.
Right.
We still paying on money.
Right.
That's already been lent.
Lent.
So while you dragging your motherfucking feet
mm-hmm.
and holding up progress, because uh-huh. right now you are holding up progress.
You're an impediment.
You hold, or they say you fucking with the church's money.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you got to remind said persons.
Yep.
It ain't us, it's you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we was looking, what you mean, what we was looking for? Your inspector said we were clear to go. They were very impressed. They've done an appraisal. They've done an inspection. They wrote up their report. They sent it back to you. They said, damn, they're ahead of schedule.
Took forever. For them.
Yeah, for them. But why the hell are we still behind?
Right.
Why the hell are you still...
Because you're finding every reason to ask another question, to answer a question with the question. Just and what did I say? You finding every reason to have me chase, being like a cat chasing my tail.
But it shouldn't be like that, because they're what they call standard business practices.
You would think.
How you forget your standard business practices when it comes to us?
Or how do you pretend that there are none established? We're not going to pretend like this is the first time. Does this ever happen? No.
Yeah, I mean.
They ain't been to Mars and back.
Yeah, you know, like you got a contractor asking, Belinda, is this your first time?
That shit was classic.
I mean, it's like a bad 1980s sitcom. You in the girl bedroom, you don't know what to do. She like, is this your first time, baby? I mean, you got black women chewing your ass over 20 minutes. You ain't got much ass left. But I'm telling you, he took an ass chewing.
Said person
took an ass chewing. I mean, he was chewed up. Now, listen, you know, to a point that I ain't even say nothing. I sat there and I was like, damn, this motherfucker getting hit. He caught two hooks, uppercut, an ass chewing, an ass kicking, a dragging up and down the street, a coming to Jesus, sat on the first pew. Had to check it, had to testify and get sent out. Back again. But they said you lied on the way out the door.
Okay.
But like I said, this goes to what we're talking about. Business is business. Yeah. And, you know, and this is some of the pitfalls that black people have endured for a many a time.
And let me say this, and this is probably where I get on my soapbox. It gets exhausting. You have pinched every penny, tucked every quarter and every dime for whatever time period you've been doing it to get to this point. You have denied yourself some necessities, all of your wants, because you're trying to make sure that you have everything in place to be able to fit the criteria because you know they are going to ask you about your whole entire life. They're going to assume that you don't understand the process. You won't even be able to get through the process. You won't even have the documents, items, information, thought processes needed to even get the process started, right? They already looking at you like the shit ain't gonna happen. So you have just downright neglected yourself for months, years to get to this point. You get to that point, you going through application process that, mind you, does not happen overnight, right? And even by overnight, I mean 30 days.
Jeez, sometimes the application process, submittal, acceptance, or rejection can take months.
Exactly. So to go through it and once again continue to deny yourself of stuff, neglect stuff that you want to do because you're trying to make sure you have every duck in a row so that once you are approved, you can get this show on the road. And every time, even after approval, it was so many obstacles and impediments. And at that point in time, it wasn't even them. It was other people with the fool la la.
Other people proud.
Yeah, it was other people. So you go through all of this. Now you looking like 6-7 months down the road, okay? You damn near a year into this. You ain't even started. Now you gotta like vet a contractor. Make sure you get somebody who understands these processes, who can speak to, you know, having done similar projects in the past. Like, who you still working with now? This goes back to us being like screwed, you know, a couple years ago over individuals that now, hey, they done taught me a thing or two. Vet. Like, you going through all of this. Now you know, you going through 2, 3, 4, 5 to take 4 months to find somebody that's worth something. Now you have to get all of this other information from them. Okay, we like a full year into this whole thing. Then you get to the lender. Now the lender, you are. Now I'm extra mad.
And now at this point, you're paying money.
Yes.
Because like you said, you've starved. It was not literally, but you've pushed back need wants.
Yeah.
Because this is what you're needing to
yep,
do.
Yep, yep.
So you sacrifice your wants for your needs. And now as you get into a place where now you feel like you have the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And the ball is going downhill and you're gaining momentum and you're seeing the fruits of your labor. And then it smacks up against the damn wall and
yep,
stops.
Yep.
In the middle of the hill.
Yeah. And you like don't why? See anything that should have stopped it. And it's crazy because as African Americans, as minorities, we already have to look like extra pristine on paper. Your credit score better be like A100. You better not have too much revolving debt. They're gonna look at you like, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't handle, you can't absorb, you can't do whatever you need to do. You don't manage your money good.
Oh man, it's crazy. They will find any small thing to turn into a big thing.
Oh yeah.
Who then deny you access. We talked about that in episode 2.
Don't forget going through your damn tax returns for 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Don't have a hiccup.
But then you have to keep saying, dear sir or ma'am or whomever, I provided you that info in an email dated, you know, this date, this time, this subject. So now you're getting to that point where you have to like start to really highlight and constantly refer and get super specific because you keep forget amnesia.
Yep. And the amnesia part is that me and Ms. Parker learned through our legalese training over the years is that your email chain can't get too long. Uh-uh. You know what I'm saying? Like after you send a couple of emails back to back, start a new chain because you'll somehow get lost in the 8th email from that Tuesday on the 7th of May.
Yeah.
2024 that you was like, damn, it's in here somewhere.
Somewhere.
And then you'll overlook that one sentence that you're looking for.
Yep.
For 6 months. And that's one thing we talk about is that, you know, there are just, like I say, we still gotta go back to it. Business is business, and the standards of business should apply to Black folks and all minorities.
Your application is a standard. Your application process is a standard. Your application process for approvals or denials should be standard.
It better be a standard if you lend out $300,000-$400,000 and you don't know the fuck when you how you gonna lend it out.
Yeah.
Somebody should have a standard.
Even you know, small personal loans, $40,000, $50,000.
It's a standard. It should practice be a standard. Somewhere.
So if you have all of these standards in place, God damn it, I know you got some standards in place on how you know funds are allocated, utilized, dispersed. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And as for somebody that's fighting for those standards, demand those standards.
Shit, yeah.
Don't let them talk you out of the standard where normally.
No, I won't hear that.
Well, you know, in certain instances, no. I came to you to be treated the same way you treat them, that they are others.
Yep.
And I demand the same respect.
I want the same respect and standards per this application process approval.
That
okay.
You've been doing.
Because I've been approved. So I'm going to need you to treat me the same damn way.
Because my money's still motherfucking green, too.
It's all green.
Green, green.
So it's just like a headache. It's a headache. Any old reason to hold up, to hang up an impediment. Like at first, I was just kind of like, okay, are you trying to make sure we like, you know, not going on trips to the Maldives? You know what I'm saying? The Maldives.
But why on earth would I want to take a trip to the Maldives money I got to pay interest on?
You got to pay it back. That's stupid.
Yeah. And I mean, like, real talk.
But it's like it's almost like a, you know, I'm a check and see if you understand this lingo, if you understand what I'm asking for. I'm going to check and see just how legit you are.
My question was, didn't you check how legit I was when you put the application
in? Well, that was my question / rhetorical statement.
I mean, you know, and as we've talked about in some further back episodes, we got skin in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the one thing about this process, child, they gave us some thick skin.
Yep.
Now, I'm telling you, because this real estate game, it's for the vultures.
Like the real, head hurt.
I'm talking for some real vultures. Like one thing I heard people say for many moons, God ain't making no more land.
Nope.
And if you get you a piece or two, hang on to that shit. Because I'm telling y'all, there's a whole big conspiracy about land ownership. Well, it's been that way since before we was even landowners, before we was even whole person. The U.S. government was giving away land back in the 1800s for anybody that would say they would not pick up arms against them.
You get a piece of land.
Yeah, you get a piece of land. You get a piece of land. But that was before we was even free. Our ancestors were even free.
So. To migrate west. Yeah, you know, you got a whole township.
Yeah, the whole Homestead Act was another form of straight racism that helped establish America going west.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
They gave away, the U.S. government gave away most of America after they stole and sold most of what was theirs to begin with.
Yeah.
And now you, as the old saying goes, you want your 40 acres and a mule. They didn't give you the 40 acres.
Nah.
They shot the mule a long fucking time ago.
You ain't getting that mule.
Now, we just want what we rightfully can deserve to get.
And I want to be treated with the same respect you would give anyone else. I want the same treatment. I want the same standards. I want all of that.
Because my money still spends the fucking same.
And if you cross my path the wrong way, I'm going to let you know that you got on my toes and how you better not get back on my toes.
Child, that ass chewing was epic. Oh, man, that was ass chewing. that was an ass chewing of the gods.
Whatever.
Man, I'm telling you, I wish I could have recorded some of it, but we was on my phone.
Right.
So I couldn't record it because my phone was the device being used.
It's just, you know, it's just crazy. It's It's unfair. It's not right. It's ridiculous that you're still seeing this type of treatment, you know? Or just having these kinds of encounters. Like, why?
Yeah,
Why?
and this is my thing. Financial institutions, aka banks, make money by lending money
So do.
with interest rates attached to it. People, banks do not make money because you put your money in it.
No.
That's not how they make money.
They make money because when you put your money in it, they didn't loan your money out.
Exactly. That's how banks make money. So don't get it twisted. Just because, man, they put 100,000 in the bank, man, you know,
Shit, they
they
don't
making
care.
that money off me. No, they ain't.
Nothing.
They making, because if you ever look at it, the return you getting off of is 0.00000000001
It's little.
percent.
Yeah.
So if you getting that's what they getting too. Because they split it 50-50, supposedly. So they ain't making no money by your money sitting in the bank.
Nah.
They make money by taking that money
And moving
and
that
moving it to
money.
somebody else
Yeah.
and charging them interest
Yeah.
on said amount of money for over said number of time,
Yeah.
a said time period.
Yeah.
And if you're a person that's out there looking to do something with your said time during the time period, don't forget podcast money merch. If you're looking to start your own business, or if you're looking to even just, let's say if you're looking at, if you're looking to get into the game a little bit, you know, if you want to start a business and you think you got a business plan or a business acumen, hit that free call. Talk to me and Miss Parker. We can see if you got the, we can honestly give y'all some real insider tips that if that's
Yeah.
even what you want to do,
Right.
because this is not for the faint of heart.
Nope.
Ain't no get rich quick scheme out here trying to start a clothing line or start a business. Like, you're gonna have to put in work.
Yeah. But that goes back to what I was saying earlier, and I don't even know if I finished my coming because I probably got on a soapbox. I'm serious. It gets exhausting. And it's like after so much pushback, you really want to just throw the towel in. And you right there at the ledge, fingertips and turn white, blue, purple, or red, whichever.
Still hanging on.
Yeah. And it's just sometimes stuff has gotten so ridiculous where I'm just like, I'm done. I am over it. I am tired of fighting for what I am rightfully entitled to. Tired. You wave the white flag. It's exhausting. But then there's the flip side. Sometimes when you hit that point of exhaustion, that's when the explosion or implosion occurs. And stuff you've been kind of suppressing, it eventually bubbles up to the surface when it comes out. And that's when people around you feel that heat hits your smoke.
Yeah, that's why we call it watch for the hook. Because you can be sitting there, things could be going just so smoothly. Oh,
Yep.
you didn't see it coming.
Nope.
Next thing you know, you did. What the fuck was that?
Wasn't prepared. I wasn't
Nope.
prepared.
That goes back into delayed, not denied.
Yeah.
You get hit with a hook, and then you're like, whoa, I gotta get my bearings back. I gotta fix this. I gotta recoup. I gotta get my vision
Yeah.
back. I'm a little woozy.
Yeah.
Caught me slipping.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and you're like, you hit me with a hook because your low down dirty ass wasn't treating me right.
Yep.
That's the hook. The hook is you delayed my process. Now I got vendors held up. My production has come to a halt.
Yep.
I ain't making no money. I can't get these people in through the door. That's a hook.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I'm paying you money
Yeah.
with interest
Yeah.
and you slowing me up.
Yeah.
I better get your ass fuck out the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut your kneecaps.
You get to that point though. You really do. It gets tiring and you finally you sometimes just have to verbally express like what you've been seeing, what you've been holding back, you know, and keeping to yourself, what you should have said a long time ago. You get to that point where you're like, I don't give a damn what you think of me at this point. I'm about to let you know.
Yeah, but if there's one thing we're always going to preach is do you research.
Yeah.
Do you research on what you're trying to look into, what you're trying to accomplish. Make sure that you are not the exception, that you are the rule.
Right.
Because this is the thing, there are rules to this game. Call it.
Absolutely.
You deserve the same business acumen, the
Yeah.
same business treatment, the same customer service
That's right.
as everybody else.
Don't let them sit up there and think they're doing you a favor.
Hell no, they
No,
need.
that's a disservice.
Yeah, they need you. Don't
Yeah.
ever. What they say, you the catch.
Yep.
You best believe you the catch.
Yeah, that's right.
These institutions need you. You the catch. Because if they don't catch you, they losing out.
Yep.
You know you the catch.
And just because you couldn't deny me on paper doesn't mean that you now have the right to sneakily try to fuck me over in the process.
I'll sue your ass. I sue you for everything you were. I sue you.
You know, that's like don't reel and hook people in like that. Like, you couldn't deny me on paper, right? But you're like, oh, okay, I'll fuck you over in the process. No. See, that's when it get real, real.
That's when you got to threaten the motherfucker through the phone.
You real,
I'm,
real.
I'm, if I catch him, I'll whoop your ass.
Or non-physical.
I mean, that was old folks. You say,
you'll be speaking to my attorney.
Hey, what they say, on sight. It's on sight.
You be speaking to my attorney.
You tell a motherfucker try to screw you up, it's on sight. You fucking with the church's money, it's on sight.
Your ass gonna get served on sight.
Yeah. You got served, motherfucker. You got served with a two-piece and a biscuit.
Yeah, it's crazy though.
But Ms. Parker, appreciate you for sitting in on us when the business is business. Cause like I said, we talking about everybody serve the same business
That's
practices.
That's right.
Regardless of how they treat you or how you look, hey, if they letting you through the door, you got to make sure they pull your chair out just like they do every other motherfucker.
Yep. You're the rule, not the exception.
Catch y'all next time.